Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie K. Matthews. I am so happy to be here. It's springtime. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. It's been bringing all the energy. And, you know, I am here with Greg Case, who I just love watching him work. And it's just such a great motivator and leader within our industry. So, Greg, setting you up here to talk leadership today. But first, let's give people who don't know you just a little bit of background.
All right. So, I went to school at the Maritime Academy in California, got a couple degrees in engineering from there, and kind of went directly into the pump world from there. So 30 plus years in the pump world, done a lot of different jobs there, everything from the engineering of the product itself. Was a consultant for a while where I did a lot of product design for a lot of companies, did a little bit of sales for a while. So kind of done the gamut on the technical side of the pump world.
And so, now you're at Taco. I know you've got a new position there. So Tell us about that.
Yeah. So 10 years with Taco and just started a new role as Chief Innovation Officer. And it is, it's kind of an interesting role. I got to write the job description. I got some guidance from the boss and she kind of laid out what she was thinking, but I got to write a lot of this myself. And it's kind of one of those dream jobs that you always say, hey, I want to do that when I grow up. So, so Chief Innovation Officer, I get to plot the course for the company for the 5 to 10 year period and 10 and beyond, I guess, instead of the 0 to 5 year period. So I did that for last 10 years at Taco. And now I get to kind of move out to the longer term view and try to see where we take the company and what the world's going to look like in 2030 and beyond.
Well, I love that. And of course, I love the she followed by, you know, the leader there. And I also just love that she is putting you on that in that role immediately. Okay, let's innovate. What is this going to look like for the company? What is your role going to look like? And one of those things about leadership, it does have to shift and adapt and change. But I'm curious because I am a little bit of a disruptor. I have my own disruptive ideas, right? How do we balance that desire to innovate and those disruptive things and ideas with, you know, we've got to align with the company, their vision and culture. How do we innovate in that space?
I think there's a delicate balance there. And I can't say that I've got it right. The disruptive innovator, I think when people hear the word innovation, they think about the eureka moment. They think about that one big thing that, you know, is changing the world. And I think in some industries, you've got to keep doing that. If you're in a nascent industry and you are, you're working and you're working for a startup, you've got to keep coming out with that new, greatest, big, powerful idea. There are more mature industries like the pump industry that I've worked in for years, not so much of a huge disruption side to that in a lot of cases. It's more of a, how do we innovate around something that is well known and we put a group of products or services around those that is actually going to make that product or that service bigger and bigger. So,
right. And when we're thinking about that and kind of this, we must innovate, which innovate is just like shifting a little, right? It's just like adapting a little bit. What is the market need? And so as we're looking at that, we are looking at that on sustainable growth, right? Uh-huh. That's what we want. Tell us a little bit about how you're going to go about this. I'm really curious my own, but I'm sure everyone else is too.
Yeah. So, I look at all of this as you just said, I kind of believe you grow or you die as a company. So if you're not growing, you're dying. And how do you grow? You innovate. That's all there is to it. And some of those are small innovations and some of those are big innovations. And so I look at this with, you know, kind of a short list of variables. What's your market look like? Is your market looking for that big innovation? Or, you know, everybody could come in and disrupt, but if you're a market leader, you really don't want a big disrupt. You want to carry on. What's the regulatory environment look like for where you're at? If it's highly regulated, you're going to have a narrow tunnel to go through to innovate. If it's no rules, then you've got a lot more latitude. Capital intensity is another one that I look at. Companies only have so much money. So you could take a lot of small bets, or you could take a big bet or a couple big bets, depending on how big you are. But really capital intensive stuff gets to be to limit how many shots you're going to actually get to take. And then I think you hit it on the head earlier that the corporate risk tolerance is a big factor here. If the company treats a failure of some innovative idea as a learning opportunity, then innovation thrives and people are willing to take risks. If a failure is a career limiting move, then nobody's going to take that risk twice. So it really, you know, you've got to put that environment together that helps people want to be innovative. And like you said, the sustainability of it is, you know, do you take one or two big shots, or do you take lots of little shots? And you know, again, I think that has so much to do with the industry that you're in and how mature it is, how mature your company is in that industry. If you're brand new to something, you're going to take more big risks, I think.
That's right. And so I also think, I mean, there's talent and there's ability and quality and things that allow us to win, right? Yeah. So I've got this basketball March Madness in the back of my mind while we're recording this of, you know, if you can make them, then you can make them and you should take it. But sometimes it's understanding that, which I think is part of that communication as a leadership team. I know y'all get together and, you know, have that strategy meeting, which is really important. But how do you foster that culture of innovation? Because it isn't just you, Greg. You don't have to do this on your own.
Absolutely not.
And so, you know, how do you get and encourage your employees to think creatively and, like it is a different way, right? That innovative thinking. That's the hard question. How do you foster that?
So, you know, how do you measure your people? How do you reward your people? What are their incentives? What are the objectives you set for them? If none of those are creative, if all of those are
hit your goal or else.
Yeah. You know, I think you really need to build that into your culture. Again, going back to the boss, she mentioned a book a little while ago that I wish I would have read years and years and years ago, but it's called The Carrot Principle, and I read it in the last month. And it is really a fantastic book for how do you get people incentivized and you get them motivated to work on whatever you want them to work on. And I think you really have to motivate people. You know, there's a lot going on in life right now. People are overloaded. I mean, you see it everywhere. You talk, everything's about burnout and how people are, you know, they're doing three or four jobs. Whether your company is hiring or not, you know, you still got a lot of people that are wearing a lot of hats, as we say. So how do you get them to take a breath and innovate and do something new instead of just grinding through their day? And you know, that celebration of somebody doing something, even if they try something and it fails. Hey, that was a great, you know, great thought. I was right there with you. it's really disheartening when somebody takes one of those leaps and then the team, you know, it doesn't work. And the team's like, oh yeah, Monday morning quarterback. I'm going to tell you, you know, this is the 30 reasons why I never thought that was going to work. Can't do that. It's gotta be a, hey, that was a noble effort. I was really hoping it was going to work. Keep it up, you know, next time it will.
So let me ask kind of because I know the company you're with now and I can kind of see this innovative mindset, but what if there are companies out there that don't have that, or they have this challenge that they're trying to overcome and get their people aligned? How can they, or have you seen some challenges and how can they overcome these challenges?
Yeah. I mean, I think we all suffer a little bit from those challenges of how do you motivate people and how do you get alignment? And it really starts from the top. Is everybody at that top level that's going to be guiding the company through this? Are they all thinking, yeah, we need to innovate. Yeah, we need to move forward. Yeah, we need to support our people in this innovation. And again, people think of innovation like a new product or a new service. It can be in accounting, you know, and you took out three steps of a process and it used to take 3 weeks and now it takes a day and a half or it takes 3 hours. Those are awesome wins for the company. Innovation doesn't have to be, I invented the light bulb, or, you know, I'm Elon Musk. Doesn't have to go that direction. It can be on a much smaller scale. And I would actually say it's probably a lot more effective for most companies on that smaller scale. You know,
yeah, and I think
everybody's involved.
Yeah. And I think what's what we're needing right now, I feel that in the industry and like looking at what we're doing, it's not like we need to completely change what we're doing, but is there any loopholes, you know, is there any spots of improvement? I remember the story on one of the podcasts about, hey, we got to size this, you know, pump differently so it fits in the actual crate that go across seas. And I'm just like, no brainer, right? Like, but when you're in the hustle, you don't think about it. So taking people out of that and giving them something of a, you call it a break, but it's more like a mental break, right? It's just some time to think. Could you give us some examples of like successful innovation strategies?
Yeah. Again, we're in a fairly mature industry in the pump market. So these are not, you know, you invented the lithium battery kind of things, but yeah. So some very interesting pieces with this, and I'm going to use the innovation around the core. So taking a product that's already a stellar product for you, it's what you're known for in the industry, and then building around that product services and things that capture the mind share of people that are out there. I'm going to walk away from the Taco product and use a well-known example. So GoPro cameras, everybody knows GoPro cameras. So, and I'm stealing this from a professor I had in a course at MIT. His name is Dave Robertson, wrote a great book called The Power of Little Ideas. So if you're looking for a great read, go out and check
two great reads in one podcast, yeah, yeah. Greg. And that. Then you gave us the great one from the last podcast, which I will be linking to your previous podcast in here. But yeah, it's full of resources already,
yeah.
Greg.
Yeah, a lot of reading. So the GoPro didn't have the best camera out there. They, you know, Sony actually had a better camera, but GoPro took that camera and they built all kinds of mounts. So you could put it to your bike and you could put it on your surfboard. And, you know, so you could mount this thing wherever you want it, middle of your forehead. They built services around that. So you could actually upload your videos and all of them would be up in their cloud. You could edit your videos online for free with their software. They had things like a contest monthly that, you know, whoever had the greatest video, they won, you know, and it was like $5,000. It wasn't a small amount of money. So, you know, all of those things made their product sticky. That's a innovation around the core piece that we all need to look at if we're in a mature market. Dave Robinson talks about playing chords instead of notes if you're musical. So if you play a chord, it's a much richer sound than if you just play a note. So it's a very interesting way to go about a mature market and the innovation in that market. And I think we've done the same kind of thing at Taco with several of our products, where we've built a lot of different auxiliary products around a core product that we knew was a champion product. So,
yeah. And you also have some really great talent educating the industry and having fun giveaways and fun.
Absolutely.
Just, I absolutely love it. So I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about kind of that leadership and what you're doing right now, how you're sharing. So one of the things, kind of reason why we want to have this talk, yes, because look at you now, Chief Innovation Officer, but also you're planning to speak on this at EPIC. So that's the Empowering Pumps and Industry Conference. That's November the 12th and 13th at the Colorado School of Mines, which is super cool just in itself to be able to Absolutely. Go and see the mine and some other things. But strategy, leadership, talking through this, any tips for people in that area of just leadership and strategy from what you see?
Well, so if I look at the strategy side, again, got to be a group effort. You know, everybody loves the maverick, you know, I did this, but in truth, it's never that one person. It's always a group. It's always and I would say if you're not the CEO of your company and you don't have complete control, which I think my CEO would tell me that she does not have complete control. If you don't have complete control, you got to get buy-in. And so the whole team's got to be on board with the direction you want to go. And if you can't get that buy-in, like I said, you're always going to have those Monday morning quarterbacks. I knew that was never going to work. So, you know, getting the whole management team together and saying, yeah, this is where we're going to go. Yes, we want to go this direction and everybody's behind it. That's crucial. And it sounds stupid and it sounds cliche, but it's absolutely essential if you're going to go try to do something new.
Yeah. You know, I actually was just talking to somebody about this on a local level of, you know, when you're starting to create something, we're going to do a local event. Who are those main people that you need buy-in from? And I haven't really ever thought of it like that. I guess my sales hat, I'm just like, okay, who's the next person I got to talk to? But it's like, who do you really need to believe in what you're trying to accomplish and kind of starting there? I thought that was just such an interesting, it shifted my mindset to think about that locally. But yeah, I mean, I think you can do that with your team, top level management, right? Are y'all all working for the same goal? I think that's great advice.
And I think if I could, the other side to that is, okay, I'm not a top level. I'm not a C-suite person or the EVP of something. I'm an engineer. I'm an accountant. I'm whatever. How do you do this? I think you go get buy-in from one of those top people. You've got to get them on board. You've got to get a champion for your cause at a very high level that is going to sit with you in meetings and be your sponsor and champion this idea. And if you can motivate that person to be that champion and be that involved in what you're doing, you've got a great set chance of success.
Who doesn't want to be part of that? I mean, if you're working there at any level, you're committed. That's what you want. You want it to be the best, but you also want to be heard. And this is a great way to do that. So I just encourage people that are having these ideas to go and actually tell somebody that, you know, I mean, that's the first look for that person that you kind of get along with and just talk to them. Say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think? I mean, it's really that simple to get things started. And so it's wonderful to have leadership around you like that, that can listen, take it in, be like, okay, that didn't work. Let's do something different. Let's figure it out. So I love that. Greg, I'm really excited about having you present, but you're doing this kind of, I've seen your thought leadership running through on LinkedIn. And so as far as like what's next, what we see coming, is there anything that you hope and want to leave our audience kind of thinking on in this leadership journey that you're on?
I think on the innovation side, I have to say anybody can do this. It's not, you don't have to be in the R&D department to be an innovator. You can be an innovator at every level and every position. I read something the other day about somebody on the janitorial staff, and it was at a hospital, and she was on the oncology ward in a hospital, and everyone in that went through there knew this woman because she helped people out. She got them to the right people. If there was a problem, she knew who to go grab. You don't have to have a title that says, "Hey, I'm the chief innovation officer." Doesn't have to happen that way.
Well, you definitely have been doing that from all of the different positions you've been in, Greg. So I do appreciate your journey and how you have given to the industry as a whole. There are a couple of things that definitely want y'all to check out Taco, and I'll include a link so you get to know the company a little bit better. They're on socials as too. But looking for you, I know you do a lot of work with the Hydraulic Institute. They've done a lot as far as regulations we were talking about earlier, really connecting these pieces. Know that's a part. And then also, you know, checking out Epic, come and join us in Colorado. It's going to be a great time. Looking for other, you know, resources or people or connecting, make sure that you just reach out. I mean, absolutely love to meet new people. And, you know, thanks so much, Greg, for, you know, just being here. I won't make you do a rapid fire again, since you've already given us some really great resources, but I'll give you the last word.
So I guess my last thing is, as I said, everybody can do it. Everybody must do it. This is everybody's job. Being creative, you're going to get a hell of a lot more out of your life if you do not stifle yourself and just do your job. Be creative. Go out and find something you're passionate about at work and make it happen.
Woo! That's good stuff right there. Thank you so much, Greg. And to everybody else, until next time, be empowering.